Say something. Cutty Iceberg, man. Fixing to bust you up, tan to the joint. Modest joint. Bitch, no drinking in my bus. Say something. I will toss your ass. Anyhow, the joint is for mature audiences. And bitch, you ain't acting mature, so get off my damn bus.
How you doing? You are listening to Modest Joint, and I am Michael Modest. I have the will to fight. Do you? Check out my website, MikeModest.com. So I got a quick little show for you here today. I do have a top 10. Got a lot of complaints that there was no top 10 last week. Sorry about that, y'all. Anyways, big court appearance today. Mike Modest, you know, I told you a couple of months back, I got a ticket for throwing out a cigarette out of the window, and I wasn't even smoking. I'm innocent, I tell you. Anyways, so I go down to get, you know, to have my court appearance. I'm standing in line, man. There's this pregnant lady. Now, when I say pregnant lady, I mean she's ready to pop, man. In fact, I start talking to her. She tells me her due date is the same day she has to be in court for a traffic ticket going 70 miles an hour in a 65 zone. And I just thought to myself, wow. What kind of bad luck does this lady have? What kind of dickhead cop did she run into, giving a pregnant lady a ticket for going 75 in a 65? You ought to be ashamed of yourself. I know California needs money, man. But geez, come on. Take it easy on the pregnant ladies. Take it easy. Anyways, I want to welcome back to the California indie scene, the Bad Apples and Sheik Khanabadi. These guys are all very, very talented guys. They went up to Florida. They spent a few months up there and had some great matches and some great experiences, but they're back in California now. If you're looking to book these guys, man, hit them up on my MySpace. Hit them up on Facebook. You know, I don't even know if they're on my Facebook. But, you know, everybody talks about Facebook. Facebook, it's the best. But I don't know, man. I still kind of like MySpace. You know, everybody's like, oh, well, Facebook's more for, like, families and shit, you know. Well, that's fine. I don't mind whores. I think they're great. So I kind of like my MySpace. All the MySpace haters out there. Michael Mott is still live and well in MySpace, CyberZone, and Facebook, and Twitter.com. Check me out on Twitter. Anyways, even though I gotta admit, I'm very lazy with the whole Twittering thing. Tweet, 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 you know, come on, Twitter. It's the name, I think, that bothers me. It makes me feel so gay, Twittering. I don't like it. Anyways, so welcome back, Bad Apples, Sheik Khanabadi. Now check this out, real quick fact. The Bad Apples and Sheik Khanabadi, they flew back here to California, and they got back at 4:20 p.m. on flight 420. Now, what the fuck? That is some crazy shit. This last week, North American Wrestling had a very nice, what I'm sure was a very nice tribute show for DJ Riz, who passed on the 4th of this month, and Head on Collision. And knowing the crew up there at NAW, Modesto, Fresno area, I know this was a class tribute, something that DJ Riz would have really liked. And I'm sorry I couldn't have been there. I had my kids this weekend, and the show is at a bar, or was at a bar, the Fat Cat in Modesto, California. And look for NAW. They're constantly running that Fat Cat venue, and they have some great shows there. Awesome talent in NAW. Run very well, very professional company by Bobby Hart, Mike Rain, and Holly Renee. Hit them up on MySpace. All very good friends of mine. Awesome people. I'll be back in Springfield, Oregon on the 29th. That's next weekend, folks, in case you don't have a calendar. I'll be wrestling and doing a seminar the next day in Portland, Oregon, at the WCWC dojo. It doesn't matter who you wrestle for, or where you train, who trained you, or if you have no training at all. Everyone is welcome to attend the seminar. For more information, go to www.wc-wc.com. Sign up now. Only 1 week to go. August 29th, folks. And the seminar will be on the 30th of August. But if you're coming that way, you might as well stay for the show, you know. Hit the show first and then do the seminar the next day. Check out Pro Wrestling Iron, including rare footage of Mitsuhara Misawa wrestling in the United States at clickwrestle.com. ClickWrestle is a great place to go and check out, you know, just classic wrestling matches, indie stuff that you just can't see anywhere else, matchups that you never dreamed were possible are available at clickwrestle.com. So check it out, man. I'm serious. Good stuff. And if you go there, definitely check out Pro Wrestling Iron. So let's see. I'm ready to move on to my top 10 list, man. Are you? This is the top 10 fun things I did this summer. Number 10, funnest thing I did this summer. I saw the movie Chihuahuas, and I'll tell you, it was just a really funny film. I mean, it's funny. Not because it's funny, but because the Chihuahuas talk. Hardy har! You know what I'm saying? I mean, I've never seen a talking animal movie before, and I just thought this was very, very creative. I mean, the Chihuahuas talk, and that's what makes it so funny, and they wear clothes, and please, if I never see another talking animal movie again, it'll be way too soon. Number 9, funnest thing I did this summer, donated my car to Kids with Cancer, man, instead of Cash for Clunkers, hoping God's going to give me the reach around here. Number 8, funnest thing I did this summer, one word, beer. Well, okay, so there's two words, sex and beer. All right, you want the truth. You want the truth. You can't handle the truth. And skydiving. Beer, sex, and skydiving all at the same time. Now, that was a fun trip this summer for Mike Modest. Number 7, funnest thing I did this summer. Suck my dick, you stupid whore. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, sorry. Scratch that. That was my letter to Taco Bell. Complaining about that broken tooth, man, from that bone I found. Number 6, funnest thing I did this summer, got to spend time with a really hot chick eating grilled oysters. Plus, she likes horror flicks. And I mean it, this chick is hot. I think that's why I dig her. Number 5, funnest thing I did this summer, went midget tossing. Man, that's fun. If you've never done that before, go pick yourself up a little person. Toss them down a bowling lane or something, man. It is fun. The little guys seem to enjoy it. Their little hands wiggle. Their little feet wiggle. They fly. I mean, it's like jumping to them. You know, midgets, let's face it, they can't really jump. So this for them is the closest thing. They go sailing through the air. It's really, I think, very liberating for them, and it's definitely liberating for me. The only reason I actually went was it was advertised that Hornswoggle would be there, and as you all know, I'm not a big fan of Hornswoggles, so I wanted to go and toss that little fucker. I thought, oh, he got fired from WWE. Well, now's my chance to go toss him, but unfortunately, it was an imposter, Hornswoggle, but hey, that's cool. I still got my aggression out. What was that guy, that little midget's name? Oh, Mr. Lemmy Winks. Number 4, funnest thing I did this summer. I did some gardening, man. Trimmed some bush. Bushes, what I meant to say. Number three funnest thing I did this summer. I learned how to play the pan flute, the ukulele, and the clitoris. But I can only play the ukulele and pan flute when I'm drunk. I seem to be good at playing the clitoris any time, day or night. It's like, something like that. Number two, funnest thing I did this summer. Oh, shit. You know, I must have been slightly inebriated when I wrote this. I probably shouldn't even mention this. I'm sure it's illegal in at least 47 states. But I'll go ahead and mention it anyways. There was this thing in Mexico. It involved a piñata, an entire bottle of Patron, 6 strippers, 1 donkey, and a Hungarian cream pie. And don't even ask me where I got the Hungarian cream pie in Mexico. The long story. But shit got ugly that night. And the number one favorite thing I did this summer, I got to swim a lot with Mike and Jack, my baby boys. I watched some cool movies with them. I think their favorite was probably CJ7. As long as I got those two guys in my life, and they are healthy, and they are good, well then, every day is sunshine and happy dancing flowers for Michael Modest. Wrestling is hardcore, and so am I. Check out my website, MikeModest.com. Peace.